And Ray, I guess, first of all, as one of the award winners, you must make you proud.
Well, I feel very good about it. I feel very good about the acknowledgement of advocacy that AgConnect has done, not necessarily for me, but for a lot of people who are trying very hard to make sure that a positive message gets out about farming, about food production, about fiber production, all the things that we do. And there's lots of folks doing that. It's just this time around, it was me that got the award.
Fantastic. Well, a lot of folks, of course, that are going to be hearing this may not know who you are. Tell us about you. What do you do, Ray?
Well, I am actually a sheep rancher in Franklin County, Kentucky. And I've been raising sheep and goats for quite some time. We have a diversified agriculture operation, so we do raise all kinds of livestock. We have beef cattle as well, and some horses and so forth. And I have, for the last 4 years, been the executive director of the Kentucky Sheep and Goat Development Office. I just left that position so that I could pursue some things that mean a little bit more to me. I'm also an elder in the Church of Christ, so that's important to me, spending time with that, spending time with grandchildren, actually getting some time to spend on my own farm.
That makes sense. You're here at the show. You've been able to walk around. What's your thoughts about AgConnect Expo?
Well, it's an exciting show. We have one very similar to it in Louisville every year, the National Farm Machinery Show. This one's a little bit more diversified, and it is a very, very impressive show.
What would you say to guys, somebody out there that may not, kind of teetering as to whether they're going to come or not? Would you encourage them to?
Oh, I think it's an excellent opportunity, not just to see all the wonderful shiny equipment that you see out there, but to meet folks and to become more engaged in the agriculture community.
Fantastic. And Ray, and again, as this award was presented to you, you're going to be one of those who's going to continue to promote agriculture everywhere you go, I take it.
Oh, absolutely. I maintain a very active presence on Twitter and Facebook, and I blog. I have a weekly radio show on America's Web Radio, which is internet-based radio. I have done some video productions for the Kentucky Soybean Board to promote agriculture. There's a piece that's running right now on Kentucky Educational Television called Faces of Farming that I executive produced and wrote and was the, I hesitate to say talent. I'm not very talented, but I was the host of the show as well. So, I plan on staying very actively involved and engaged in this because it's something I believe in very strongly.
So if somebody would like to follow your efforts, it sounds to me like they can just simply Google you and Ray Bowman and find out more about you.
Yes, they sure can. On Twitter, it's at JR Farms. And on Facebook, they can find me at Ray Bowman.
So again, Ray, congratulations. Thanks a lot. And enjoy the show.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.